Well, I think there's no better way for Americans to have a real sense of where we've arrived than to do what I did a few weeks ago, which was to re-rent the movie Enemy of the State from 1998.
I'm in that
And
movie.
you'll remember that, Larry, because you're in it, playing yourself.
I'm the end of the movie.
That's right. In the very end of the movie, during which an innocent person, Will Smith, has been pursued by all the technical surveillance capability of the NSA, which, by the way, the movie was a little ahead of its time, but which it definitely has it now. It's a very realistic movie right now. I'd like to see it reissued and have every American see it. But after he's been pursued by all this innocently, by some actual rogue NSA, National Security Agency factions, at the end they have you on the screen saying, "Where do you asking the question? Where do you draw the line between the gathering of intelligence that the government has to have, and the protection of civil liberties, particularly the sanctity of the home?" And you end with a kind of heartfelt cry, "You have no right to enter my home. Come into my home, right?" But as you know, I'm sure, they're in your home right now, Larry, and mine. If you have an iPhone in your pocket, I don't know if you have it right now in your kitchen or your bedroom, or you're charging in the bedroom at night, as I do. The NSA, the National Security Agency, can store, record, and store all of your conversation. Any of your more generally, if you have a computer in your home, your tweets, your email, your purchases over online, your Google searches, all of that, including your iPhone or smartphone as a GPS. All of your movements is all on record to be retrieved at will. When the president says we don't listen to your calls, he sort of has his fingers crossed. It's true they don't listen in real time. That would take half the population of the United States listening in to every two people who are online together. What they do is TiVo it. They have it on file, and they have your entire digital record at any time. Now that's the infrastructure of a police state. We don't have a police state, or you and I wouldn't be talking to you right now. But they could turn this into a police state overnight.